from across the world, wherever people may be listening to. We just want to welcome you and say that we are happy that you will have and share this service with us this morning.
Emhlabeni wonke jikelele kuphi na kuphi lapha abantu abathamele khona inkonzo sithanda ukuthi namhlanje kuseni sinamukele sisho ukuthi sizwela sinentokozo ukuthi nihlanganyele kanye nathi ekuthameleni inkonzo.
We live in very, very turbulent times.
Sisekhathini ezinzima kakhulu.
In a way, it feels like times we've never experienced before.
Kuze kube sengazuthi yikhathi esingakaze sihlangabezane nazo ngaphambilini.
At the time, we experience a time of wars and rumors of wars, as we read in God's Word.
Kulesi sikhathi sihlangabezana nezimpi njengoba sazi kukhona izimpi siphinde sizwe futhi nangamahemhem ezimpi njengalokhu izwi likaNkulunkulu lisho.
Friends, we've got no idea what the different situations may be that God may put us into as we go through life.
Bahlobo asiqondi ukuthi singadabula ezimeni ezinzima uNkulunkulu azidlulise kuzo sikulokuphila enenhloso ethize.
We may be having times of smooth sailing and prosperity.
Kwenzeka mhlawumbe ukuthi sihleli kamnandi sinethezekile izinto zisihambela kahle ngisho nangakwezo nakomnotho.
We need God's word for that time.
Kodwa ke kulesi sikhathi sidinga izwi likaNkulunkulu.
We may need to go through a time of personal sickness and pain.
Kwenzeka ukuthi udabula esimeni esinzima lapho ugula khona usebhlungwini.
For that time, God's word is important and relevant.
Kuso leso sikhathi izwi likaNkulunkulu libalulekile futhi liyahambisana naleso sikhathi okuso.
We may be further away from the wars.
Kwenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe sikude kakhulu ezimpini esiyizwayo.
Or we may be closer to these wars as some are who are listening to the service.
Noma mhlawumbe sisondelene nalezi zimpi njengalokhu bekhona abalaleli inkonzo abaseduze nezimpi.
Whatever the time is, God has in his word specific advice for the specific circumstances that you and I are experiencing.
uNkulunkulu ezwini lakhe unesiyalezo unenduduzo emaqondana naso sonke isikhathi ongahlangabezana naso kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona.
We are looking forward to hear what is on God's heart for us today.
Simagange futhi silangazelela ukuzwa lokho kusenhlizweni kaNkulunkulu maqondana nathi namhlanje.
So we're going to pray and then we'll have the choir.
Sizokhuleka bese ke sidedela ikwayo ukuba isiculele.
And then we'll hand over to God's servant to continue.
Bese ke sishiyela encekwini kaNkulunkulu ukuba iqhubeke nezwi.
Let's pray together.
Asithandazeni.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can bow before thee.
Siyakubonga Nkosi uJesu ukuba singakwazi ukukhothama phambi kwakho.
We run to thee, Lord.
Sibalekela kuwe Nkosi.
You're a rock and a fortress for our souls.
Wena Nkosi uyidwala futhi uyinqaba yemphefumulo yethu.
In times of tragedy and turmoil.
Esikhathini Nkosi esinzima nasesikhathini sesiyaluyalo.
But in times of prosperity you still remain a rock and a fortress for our souls.
Kodwa ke Nkosi ngisho nasesikhathini sempumelelo ngakwezomnotho usaqhubeka wena uyinqaba yethu.
May, oh Lord, may each one of us listening to this message, wherever or whenever.
Kwangathi Nkosi wonke umuntu olalele le nkonzo noma ngabe kuthiwa ukuphi noma ngabe kuthiwa wenzani.
May each person flee to thee. To hide, to be hid in thy rock and thy fortress.
kwangathi lo muntu uNkosi angabalekela kuwe ukuba athole indawo yokukhosela kuwe wena oyidwala wena oyinqaba yethu.
We pray that you bless your servant.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba ubusise inceki yakho.
Give him the grace to communicate to us what is on your heart for us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba umupha amandla akwazi ukudlulisela lokho okusenhlizweni yakho akudlulisele kithi.
Bless the message in song and also the reading of your word.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ubusise umbiko osemculweni nombiko osezweni.
In the name of our Lord Jesus we ask this.
Egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu siyacela lokho.
Amen.
Amen.
Izocula amaculo elesingisi kunye nelesijalmane silicula futhi nelesizulu elesingisi lithi thina maKristu noma sihamba kanzima lapha emhlabeni noma uSathane evimba endleleni kodwa sinethemba ngoba uJesu uphambi kwethu uJesu uhamba nathi uJesu osiholayo futhi siyakholwa ukuthi ngumusa wakhe uya kusifinyelelisa ngaphesheya lasijonge khona lasifisa ukuthi sibe khona kanye naye inkosi phakade naphakade bese siculela esijalman ukuthi lo hlele esihlalweni sobukhosi uthi bheka ngenza konke kube kusha ngoba ngingu Alpha no Omega futhi lo omileyo ngiyamema ukuba eze nendebe yakhe ukuba igcwaliswe indebe yakhe njengokwesidingo sakhe ngakho ke lo hlele esihlalweni uyamema uthi hoza kuye ukuthi bheka mina ngenza konke kube kusha siphetheke ngelesizulu.
And to sing three songs for you, an English song and then the German song speaks about the one who's seated on the throne that spoke and said, "Behold, I make everything new. I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Let him who is thirsty come to me, and I will give him of that living water." And then the last one is in Zulu, where we sing about that great grace of God, that he invited me to the cross, and that fountain was opened up so that I too can receive cleansing from my sins. And you too are invited to come to the cross and bring your sins to him because there's cleansing for you too. And we must come because we are headed for that home where we will enter in with our robes being pure and being made pure by that blood which was shed on Calvary.
Both.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngaleli thuba.
Uns dank die Here. We thank the Lord for this opportunity.
Angazi ukuthi njengoba selapha enkonzweni sizelapha sonke ngokwentando yethu noma mhlamba abanye abadonswa abazali abantwana.
I don't know whether all of us are here in this service out of our own free will or whether some were forced and pulled along by their parents.
Ekuseni namhlanje lapho uvuka uzwe ukuthini nje enhlizweni?
This morning when you woke up, what was it that you felt on your heart?
Bekukhona lokho kulangazelela ngenkonzweni.
Was there that expectation, that longing, that looking forward to at 11 o'clock, I'm going to go to the service and I'm going to hear God's word?
Noma mhlamba ube busy ngezinto zakho, ungenawo na interest yokuza enkonzweni. Mhlamba omunye kwakhona ukuze enkonzweni eyokuyamcasula kwisicefe.
Or was it perhaps that you were busy with your own things and then you thought, my, going to the service, really, that is such a nuisance and it just gets in between the things that I'm interested in.
Mhlamba omunye benokuthi khona kumqoka ngithanda ukwenza ngalesi sikhathi, sikhathi senkonzo.
Maybe a person says, you know, I've got important things to do, and now I've got to spend time with the service.
Kodwa kwangathi uNkulunkulu engasiza kube khona lokho kulangazelela okaNkulunkulu.
Oh, but may God grant us that longing to hear from God and to hear His word.
Ekuseni namhlanje. Nombuzo. Umbuzo enginawo. Uyazana yini noNkulunkulu?
Now this morning, I have a question. And my question is this. Do you know God?
Angibuzo ukuthi uyasonta yini? Usonta kangaki ngesonto enzukwini? Uathenda kangakanani inkonzo? Umbuzo. Uyazana yini noNkulunkulu na?
I'm not asking you, do you attend church? How often during the week do you go to a service? But I'm asking you, do you know God in the sense that you have a relationship with Him?
Angibuzi nokuthi uthandaza kangaki ngosuku. Angibuzi nokuthi unama prayer meetings amangaki ngosuku ngesonto. Engikubuzayo. Uyazana noNkulunkulu na?
My question is not, do you pray? How often do you pray? How many prayer meetings do you go to? My question is this, do you know God?
Uma ngabe sazana noNkulunkulu, konke kuzoba lula.
If we know God and have a relationship with Him, everything in our lives will go well.
Imbuzo eminingi ongabe unayo. Ngiyaqinisekisa ingaphenduleka uma ngabe sazana noNkulunkulu.
And I can guarantee you that the majority of the questions in your life will all be answered if you have this knowledge of God, if you know God intimately.
Abanye banembuzo eminingi ngaze ithinte zenkolo ezikaNkulunkulu. Banembuzo ukuthi kuyenziwa lokho, akwenziwa lokho, kumele kwenziwe lokho, kumele kungenziwe lokho. Ngezenzo ezithintana nezenkolo ubusuba nalombuzo bayamazi uNkulunkulu na?
There are many young people that have questions. Am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to do this? Why shouldn't I do this? Why must I do that? And then the question comes to you, but do they really know God?
Uma ngabe singazani noNkulunkulu khona imibuzo yohlala ikhona njalo futhi ingaphendulekanga njalo.
If we don't have that close relationship with God, there will always be questions that will remain unanswered in our lives.
Okubalulekile uma ngabe sazana noNkulunkulu. Yena simazi thina simazi yina lobo budlelwane noNkulunkulu engikwazi ukuthi uyakhuluma futhi loNkulunkulu.
You know, if we have that intimate relationship with God, if we know Him intimately, He knows us, we know Him, then there is that communication between us and God. There are many that have this question, but how does God speak? And a person says, you know, I've often tried to hear God's voice, but I don't get it right. How do you do it? I've often prayed, a person says, and asked God to speak to me, but I don't hear Him speaking to me. And so that question remains, how does God speak? Now my question is this, if it's the case in your life like that, do you truly know God? Because if you knew God intimately, then you would ask Him and He would reply to your question. There would be that communication two ways between you and God.
Enzoyiveza lapha zabantu abahlangana noNkulunkulu maqede yashintsha impilo yabo abange kusafana naqala.
I may refer to examples of people who, after they met with God, things changed in their lives and they were never the same again afterwards.
Khona kusuzobona ukuthi kubaluleke kangakanani.
And then you see the importance of meeting with God, having a meeting with Him, and getting to know Him. Some people have problems that they cannot escape from. These things trouble them day and night. And then you also have the question, but if that is the case, does that person truly know God?
Limnandi ivangeli. Lihle ivangeli. Ngoba uNkulunkulu uma ekhuluma, ukhuluma into engakwazi ukuthi iqondwe nayingane encane.
The gospel is so wonderful. It is so sweet that when God speaks about something, He puts it in such simple terms that even a child can understand.
uNkulunkulu ulindele thina sonke ngokwegaba zethu. Usilindele ukuba sibe ngabasezulwini ngoba sazana naye simqonda kangcono ukuthi ungubani yena.
God expects all of us to be citizens of heaven, belonging to heaven, because we know Him. We know Him intimately. We have a relationship with Him. Shall we read a well-known portion of Scripture from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5?
Sizofunda ivesi leshumi neshiyagalo leshumi nesikhombisa neshumi neshiyagalombili.
And we read verses 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18.
Mhlawumbe soqhubeka namanye futhi amavesi.
And we might also continue with more verses.
Abesibili baseKorinte isahluko sesihlanu. Siqale endimeni yeshumi nesikhombisa sehle njalo.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 17.
Kufundeka khona kanje. Kanjalo uma umuntu ekuKristu uyisidalo esisha okwakuqala kudlulile bheka sekuvela okusha.
It reads like this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Kepha konke kuvela kuNkulunkulu owenza ukuba sibuyisane naye ngoKristu wasinika inkonzo yokubuyisana.
All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
Ngokuba uNkulunkulu kuChrist wenza ukuba izwe libuyisane naye engababaleli iziphambeko zabo ebeka kithi izwi lokubuyisana.
That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation.
Ngakho singamanxusa kaKristu ngokungathi uNkulunkulu unxusa ngathi siyancenga esikhundleni sikaKristu sithi buyisanani noNkulunkulu.
Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
Yona le ndoda esifunda ngayo inofakazi obuqandula ikhanda ukuthi uJesu uyazenza izinto ayishintshe ngokupheleleyo.
Now, this very man who wrote these words, of whom we read here, he had this testimony that when you meet with Christ, everything changes.
On ufakazi bakhe, onda impilo yakhe engakahlangani noJesu ukuthi ubehamba kanjani.
And if you look at him, his life, how he used to live before he met with Christ and what happened after he met with Christ, it's amazing.
Okumangalisayo lapha kuyena engakahlangani noKristu wayecabanga ukuthi yena usendleleni usemgwaqweni okuyiwona wona ulwela inkolo kodwa wayengazi ukuthi umelene noNkulunkulu.
Now, the amazing thing was, before he met with Christ, he thought he was on the right way. He thought he was fighting for God and for the things of God, not realizing he was on totally the wrong way.
Bangakanani abantu namhlanje abasempini abalwayo abalwa nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu beyitshela bona ukuthi basenqinisweni basendleleni kanti bamelene noNkulunkulu.
How many are there today who fight against God's people, opposing them, going against them, and they think they're on the right way, not realizing
How
many souls aren't there exactly like him? They breathe fury against the children of God. They're not fighting against anything else or anybody else except the children of God. That's what they think is their calling instead of going out and reaching lost souls.
Umsebenzi wabo emini nasebusuku abalali abanye bayabhala amaphepha abanye benza lokhu nalokhu bamelene nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
They don't sleep at night. They're busy. They're on social media. They're writing, penning articles against the children of God, and that's what they're busy with.
Bona bakhohliwe belwela uNkulunkulu bese qinisweni. Abakhohliwe bese emsebenzini okuyona wona.
They forget that they should be busy with God's work.
USaul wayelwa namakholwa wayemelene nalabo ababhizi nomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Saul was busy fighting against the children of God, going against God's work himself.
Kodwa kumnandi ngo Saul. Ngelinye ilanga kwasakuye. Ngelinye ilanga vuleka amehlo. Wabona ukuthi ubeseceleni kwendlela. Hayi nokuthi beseceleni bedukile.
But the wonderful thing about Saul was that one day it dawned on him, his eyes were opened, he realized that he was against, or he was not on the right way. Not only wasn't he on the right way, he had gone completely astray, going against God's work.
Wadinga ubahlangane nonyazi lukaNkulunkulu wakhanyiseka nxa zonke waba phansi waba njengofileyo. Wasakuye ukuthi hey ubani lo ophambe kwami olwa nami ongishayayo phansi ngalendlela
He met up with that lightning, that flash of lightning. All of a sudden, it was a bright light all around him. And he was struck that, oh my, all along, I have been opposing Christ and fighting against him.
Nazi bazalwane bakhona abantu laphakathi kwethu abadinga unyazi likaNkulunkulu bande babone ngoba kuze kube manje ungakhuluma uze ufike phi abezwa lutho.
And some amongst us need to meet up with that flash of lightning because you can speak to them until you blue in the face and it doesn't dawn on them.
Kubalekile ukuthi umuntu ahlangane nalolu nyazi lukaNkulunkulu ukuze kuse kusemqondweni kusenhlizweni izinto uyibone ngeso likaNkulunkulu.
And we need to meet with that flash of lightning from God himself that it will dawn on us that we'll see things in the light in which God sees them.
Okumnandi lapha le ndoda yayelwa nokholo ilwa nokukhanya kwase kuyona zashintsha izinto empilweni yayo.
And the wonderful thing was this man who was busy going against the light, going against God's work, it dawned on him and things changed. And he realized, all along, I have been going against God. All along, he thought he'd been going against people, in the meantime, he was going against God himself. And when he met with God, he received a new revelation of Christ in God. Have you met up with that light which shone around you and enlightened everything in your life where you saw nothing else but God and yourself and your own sin?
Kukhona abantu abaningi abamelene nenkonzo yokuvunywa kwezono.
There are those who go against the ministry of the confession of sin.
Mhlawumbe nawe nje obuhleli lapha nje umelene nalokho.
Maybe as you're seated here, you go against it as well.
Mhlawumbe nawe nje obuhleli lapha nje.
Maybe as you are here, you are busy opposing some children of God. It's pitch black in your life.
What do I love seven zakon unkulunkulu? Unkulunkulu is bonagalisa. Masa kanya. Into kalumuntai bonayo. Ubonu zono zake. Ubonu wetuga wake. Ubonu kabana wake nunkulunkulu.
The first thing that happens when God works in a person's life is a person realizes their own sinfulness and how they were opposing God. And maybe that you haven't met up with that light is why you still see the sin of other people and not seeing your own
sin.
But if you meet up with the light of God, you realize your own sin. You realize how defiled you are. You realize how evil you are in the sight of God. And then you realize how desperately you need somebody to show you the way how you can be reconciled to God. Have you ever met with this God who reveals things to a person?
Zambuleke izinto uSaul ese uSaul engakaguquka abizwe ngelinye igama lokuthi uPaul.
And Saul met up with that light, with that God who revealed things to him while he was still Saul, before he became Paul.
Waze waphiwa negama elinye uPaul kusuka kulelo likaSaul.
And then he received a new name, Paul. And the old name was gone, the name of Saul. through his being changed, even his very name changed.
Njengakithi thina mangabe uNkulunkulu esizile abazalwana abaningi baze kubahlehlele emuva nasemagameni abathi abayithiwa wona abazali babo. Athi hayi leli gama alisangifanele mina ngoba ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu ngoba leli gama liphambene manje nalokho engikhona.
Now, especially amongst the Zulus, we know that very often your parents give you a name with a bad meaning. And then when you become a Christian, you say, well, that name doesn't fit my life anymore. And they go back and they change even that name.
Uma wazalwa epasini lakho kubhala ukuthi wena igama lakho uKhuzimpi. Khuzimpi. Maso umzalwane ubuvele ubone kahle ukuthi ha eh ngeke alisangifanelele ligama angisiyena uKhuzimpi mina sengingumntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
For example, maybe your name on your ID is Khuzimpi, which means you lead the battle and you lead the people into fighting. Well, you realize as a believer that name doesn't fit me any longer.
Lo mzalwane makabe lishintsha igama lakhe ungamsola kanjani? Ungamphikisa kanjani? Ngoba uyabona hey leli gama leli kusho ukuthi nga ngeliphiwe umuntu mhlambe owaye uKhuzimpi ngempela naye kwayelwe izimpi nami kusengifaka kulokho cha angiseyikhona ngamandla ngangomusa kaNkulunkulu.
Now you won't find fault with a brother like that who then goes and changes his name. Maybe he was given that name by his father because his father was a warrior and always busy fighting. But now he realizes, no, it doesn't fit me any longer, and he changes it. I'm a child of God now. My life has changed. The way that I live has changed. Even my very speech has changed. The way I speak has changed. If I was a liar, I no longer lie. Now I speak the truth. And if I would tell a lie, I wouldn't even be able to sleep at night.
When you lie, you kulu mamanga.
Can you go peacefully to sleep while you've told lies? And you wake up the next day, you continue with your lies, you go to sleep again. You carry on with life as if nothing is wrong. Now I'm getting back to my point. Do you know God intimately? Because when God works, things change in a person's life. If you're a man of grudges, those grudges come to an
end.
If you're known for hatred, that hatred comes to an end. You are known for
love.
You can't be a believer and then still have those things reigning in your life. I can't call myself a believer and then I can't even be faithful in handling people's money. If you used to be like that, when you're now in Christ, behold, everything has become new. All the old has passed away. Friend, the old passes away. Has it passed away in your life? Has stubbornness come to an end? Now is it going well? Now you're able to humble yourself. Now you know what it means to deny yourself. And even when people accuse you of things that you're innocent of, but you're able to deny yourself. Because you're a child of God. The way that you react is no longer like that, how you used to react before you met with God.
enhlizweni yakhe nasempilweni yakhe.
Because now a person has been born again anew in their heart and life.
Ombonayo umuntu omusha, hayi loya nobumazi izolo, hayi loya nobumazi ngenyama. Subona umuntu omusha, isidalwe sisha.
And now you see a new person, no longer the old person, no longer the old life, but the new life, how the person has become since they've met with God. Paul's life changed completely to the uttermost when he met with Christ. His criticism came to an end. Grudges came to an end. Lies came to an end. I want to emphasize this point, brethren, of lying. Because there are many who are full of lies. There are many whose lives are ruled by lies. And it continues to rule them whilst calling themselves believers. But when you are in Christ, you ought to be a new person. The Bible says we need to go and work with our own hands that we may have something to give to others, not that we steal. And that we have enough that we can even share with others, not that we have because we've stolen. That's how it is. When you become a true Christian, you no longer steal, you no longer do those evil things, your life has changed. Even a small child, when you come to Christ, you stop stealing. You don't go and pinch. You don't go and take things. You, if you need something, you go on your knees, you ask your Heavenly Father, or you go to your parents and you ask nicely of them, not that you steal.
Now let's
go back a little bit and let's go to what happened in the time of Moses. Knowing God. Now, even if you know about it, please just bear with me. When God called Moses to do his work, God couldn't call Moses in the state in which he was in. There was something that first had to happen in Moses' life. Firstly, before he could be used of God, he had to get to know God. Do you see the utmost importance of you knowing God intimately? Person may say, well, I'm so busy working for God. But maybe you don't even know the God for whom you work. You are working. He doesn't know you and you don't know him. But the important thing is that first of all, you've got to get to know him. And if you get to know him, he speaks to you. Now, when Moses was busy looking after the flock of his father-in-law, he was there in the desert and he saw a bush that wasn't consumed by fire. It was burning but not consumed. And that drew his attention. He said, my, Let me draw nigh to behold the sight of this bush that is burning, but it doesn't get consumed.
Buka lapho Mose eya ngakhona edonseleka kulesi simanga ukuthi kwenzakalani empilweni yakhe.
Now look at this. What happened in Moses' life when he drew nigh to that bush? When he was drawing closer to the bush, God spoke to him.
Moses, mana, ungasondeli.
Moses, stop. Don't come any closer.
Khumula izicathulo zakho.
Take off the sandals from your feet.
Ngoba le ndawo omi kuyona iwumhlabathi ongcwele.
For the ground on which you're standing is holy ground.
Umosa kabuzananga inyama negazi. Waqonda ukuthi kusho ukuthini lokho kuyena.
Now Moses didn't have to go and confer with flesh and blood. He immediately understood what it meant to him.
Moses waqonda ukuthi athulo zini lezi okumele ukuba ikhumule.
He immediately understood what kind of shoes he had to take off.
Yini lena uMosa ayenzile ayekade enzile ephila nayo empilweni yakhe.
What is it that Moses had done that he was living with all along in his life?
Yini lena ayicabanga ukuthi ke uyenzela akabonanga umuntu ubalekile nanani uNkulunkulu akayiqaphelanga.
What was it that he had done and then he ran away and he thought nobody had seen him and even God didn't see him?
Mose, phansi icathulo umhlabathi omi kuwona kuwumhlabathi ongcwele.
Moses, off with your sandals. The ground you're standing on is holy.
Wadinga uMose ukuba chezuke asondele esihlahleni bese yakwazi ukukhuluma uNkulunkulu.
Now Moses had to first draw nigh to that bush for God to speak to him.
UNkulunkulu wenza into ezodonsa amehlo kaMose ukuze akhulume naye.
And God did something that grabbed hold of Moses' attention.
Lapho sesondele wakhuluma naye.
And when he drew nigh, God spoke to him.
Okungithatha kakhulu kule ndaba, uNkulunkulu simkhonza noma sisondela kangakanani kuyena, into yokuqala ayenzayo uyakhulumisana nathi.
Now, the thing that really took hold of me here was that no matter how close we draw to God, he will first speak to us.
Lapho sisondelana noNkulunkulu. Lapho sisondela ebukhoneni bakhe. Akayeki ukukhulumisana nathi. Akayeki ukusikhombisa ubunjalo bezinhliziyo zethu.
When we draw nigh unto God's holy presence, he does not fail to convict us of what we are like in his sight.
Into yokuqala uveza ukweduka kwethu, aveza isono sethu njengoba sinjalo.
He will show to us and reveal to us our lost estate, our condition, how we are before him in his eyes.
Lalela, uzivezelani uNkulunkulu izono zethu na?
Now, take note of this. Does God reveal to you your sin?
Uzivezela ukuthi kube njani uNkulunkulu ngezono zethu uma kungena kwenziwa lutho ngokuvezwa kwezono zethu lezo na?
Now, why would God show us our sin and convict us of it if he doesn't expect us to do anything about it?
Izwi leNkosi lithi ningadugi, ningabalandeli, ningabalaleli abadukisi bekhathi zokugcina.
The Bible says, do not be deceived, do not be led astray in the last days.
uNkulunkulu usixwayisile ngeinsuku zokugcina kuzoba insuku ezinzima kakhulu.
God did not withhold it from us that the last days will be very difficult and dangerous, perilous times.
Ngoba kuyingozi kakhulu khona nabanye abazoba nesimo sobuntwana bukaNkulunkulu bebebowaphika amandla.
Because there will be those, the Bible says, that have the appearance of godliness, whereas at the same time they deny the power thereof.
Baningi kangakanani abanesimo sokumkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa uyayibonela nje ukuthi hayi khona laba bakude kakhulu futhi hayi ukuthi bakude badukisa nalaba abafuna ukusondelana noNkulunkulu.
How many people are there when you look at them? They've got the perfect appearance of godliness, but they're far away from him. Not only are they far away, they're even leading others astray.
Mhlambe khona abahleli la abangcolisiwe yilezo inkulumo. Namanje bakulesi simo abakusona ngoba badidekile abazi phambili abazi emuva Maybe
there are even some amongst us who are utterly confused, not knowing whether they're going forward or backward or where they are, having been confused because of being poisoned by that which they heard of others.
Utunkulunkulu kuMose, Mose, phansi icathulo khumula indawo omikuyona ingumhlabathi ongcwele.
God put it clearly to Moses, take off those sandals. The ground on which you're standing is holy ground.
Mhlobo wami okhona la, khumula imbadada zakho, indawo omikuyona nohlezi kuyo.
And friend, I say take off the sandals from your feet, because the ground that you are standing on and there where you are sitting is holy. You know your sin. You know the life that you lead. You know what fills your heart? The bitterness in your heart. The hatred filling your heart. God has made it so plain and clear to you. Here are the things separating you from God. Now, when God has shown you that, what should you do?
Susa lezi zinto ezikhubayo. Nezenza ukuthi ube nje.
Get rid of those things that cause you to stumble and that make you to be as you are.
Susa lezi zinto ezisikhubekisa endleleni yakho ezenza ukuthi ungamuzwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe ngoba awumuzwa nje usekhuluma kane ungamlaleli.
Get rid of those things that are preventing you from hearing God speaking to you. Because God has tried to speak to you so often, but you don't hear Him. There are those things preventing you from hearing
Him.
There are those who are as hard as brick in their stubbornness. The Bible says their foreheads have become like flint and you can't do anything to them. They're so stuck in their stubbornness.
And
there are those that are so stuck to their sin. They're glued to their sin. No matter what you do, you can't separate them from their sin. They love it so much. But you get those that say, oh Lord, won't you help me with this? What helped Moses was that he was obedient and took off his sandals. And having taken off his sandals, then a wonderful work began. The gospel started working in him. God started speaking to him. I don't know if in the whole world there was ever anybody who had that privilege of having such an intimate relationship with God where they could communicate with one another like friends, and where Moses even one day asked of God and said, I would like to see your face.
Moses. And then
God said, Moses, do you understand? Do you realize what you're asking for?
Well,
that's what I'm
saying.
I asked the question, Moses, do you truly understand what you meant, what you were asking for when you asked to see God's face?
Moses. Lokho ocelayo kunzima kakhulu akekho ngabona ubuso bukaNkulunkulu aphile.
And God said to Moses, Moses, you've asked for a hard thing. Nobody can see the face of God and live.
Kodwa ngizokwenzela khona nje ngizokuthatha ngikumise edwaleni bese kuthi mangabe sengidlula ungene lapha emfantwini wedwala ngobe sengiphakamisa isandla sami ngikusitha ngoba ngeke ulunge ukuthi ubone ubuso bukaNkulunkulu ngizokukhombisa umhlane nje.
And then God said, Moses, you ought to go into that cleft of the rock. I'll put you there, and then I'll pass by, and then you will just see me from behind. You see that God loves and longs to speak to us. God longs to reveal things to us if we are at the right place.
Uma sisendaweni lapho uNkulunkulu ayishoyo nayithandayo, kuningi kuningi uNkulunkulu athanda ukuthi asikhombise khona.
If we are at that place where God wants us to be, there is so much that God wants to show us and reveal to us.
Kodwa kubalekile into yokuqala, Moses, khumula icathulo zakho, khumula imbatata zakho, indawo omikuyona umhlabathi ongcwele. Ungcwele nalo uNkulunkulu, ungacabanga umhlabathi nje, yena inqobo lwakho ongcwele, yena ohleza emaphakadeni, yena ophezulu, obuka zonke izinto kwenzeka kwazo phansi komthunzi welanga.
But first things first, Moses, take off those sandals, for the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. Not only is that holy, but God himself is holy, and God looks upon mankind and he sees everything that happens on the face of the earth.
Impilo kaMose ehlanganeni kwakhe noNkulunkulu abangi safana nangesikhathi engakahlangana noNkulunkulu.
After Moses had met with God, his life was never the same again.
Umehluko umuntu ohlangene noNkulunkulu nomuntu ongazani noNkulunkulu.
There is a difference between a person who's met with God and a person who's not met with God.
Bantabasha, nisenkingeni enkulu uma ningakahlangani noJesu ngalanga lesikhathi.
And brethren, or you young people, you are in grave danger if even at this time you've not yet met with God.
Bantabasha, insizwa nentombi, nisenkingeni enkulu uma ningahlangene noJesu ningakwazi ukukhuluma kaJesu kuze kube kalokhu.
Young people, boys and girls, young men, young women, you are in grave danger if at this time you don't yet know the speaking of God and you haven't yet got to know him.
Buka isikhathi esiphila kusona.
This time which you're living in.
Buka izinto ezenzakala kulesi sikhathi.
Look at the things happening.
Buka ububi obukhona kulesi sikhathi.
Look at the evil that exists.
Ubani ozokwazi ukuphumelela ukuma kulesi sikhathi esinjengalesi?
Who can stand at a time such as this?
Ubani ongamelana nezinto ezinzima ezilukhuni kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona?
Who can resist evil and temptation at this evil time in which you're living in?
Awubani ngani ukuthi uyamdinga uJesu ukuba wazane naye ngqo?
Don't you see how desperately you need to get to know God personally?
Awubani ngani ukuthi nami ithuba lami leli ukuba ngimazi lowo?
Don't you realize this is a time for you to get to know the very one who gave his life for you?
Abazali bakho bengakusiza inxenye ethile, kodwa wena qobo lwakho udinga ukwazana noNkulunkulu, ufunde nokumlalela mayekhuluma nawe.
Yes, your parents can assist you and lead you some of the way, but at some point you've got to have a personal meeting with him and get to know his talking and speaking to you personally.
Bantu abadala angazi ukuthi sikhona yini isikhathi esabamqoka sabamqoka ekwazaneni noNkulunkulu njengalesikhathi samanje.
And you older people, I don't know if there's ever been a time where it was so important that you needed to have a personal relationship with God.
Uyambona yini uSathana akwenzayo kubantu abadala nakubantu abashadileyo na?
Can you see what is happening even to older people and what the devil is doing even amongst married people?
Uyayibona imisebenzi emibi kaSathane. Uxova lithi iBhayibheli ungidiyabholo, okungukuthi ungumxovi obekuhle, uyakushova wena wabona indawo yengulube, ingulube nalokho bekukuhle bekuphoswe phakathi, sekuxovwe ngodaka ngaleyo ndlela. Obekukuhle kungcwele kaNkulunkulu ufuna ukushova ngenyawo.
The devil is called Diabolus. He who just confuses things. And he makes everything muddy. Like pigs that just trample everything. Even that which is good and beautiful and precious just gets trampled in the mud. Don't you realize how desperately we need God at this time?
Not just
that we know about God, but that we know He's speaking. And many people don't know God because they don't listen. With young and old, many are as they are because of disobedience to God. And that's why the devil can achieve what he does, because he finds room in our lives due to our disobedience.
Unkulunkulu uyafuna ukusebenza kithi. Unkulunkulu uyafuna ukukhuluma nathi. Unkulunkulu ufuna ithuba lokuxoxa nathi njengabantwana bakhe. Lokho ayekwenza koMoses, uyathanda ukwenza nako Moses balesi sikhathi akhulume nabo. Abantu bezotshela abantu. Nakho kusho uNkulunkulu, abantu abaseduze noNkulunkulu, ubani oseduze kwakho? Ubani lo nomlalelayo? Ubani lo wenza izenzo zakhe? Ubani lo wenza izwi lakhe? Kungena uSathane oqhoqhobele ofuna ukwenzisa zonke izinto uNkulunkulu angahambisani nazo.
God desires to be able to speak to His people, to reveal Himself to them, to have fellowship with them, like He did with Moses. God longs for that even in this time, that He might reveal mysteries, and that He'll have His people that can pass on what God has spoken to other people and say, just hear what God is saying. But who are you close to? And who is close to you? Is it God who's close to you? Or is it perhaps the devil who comes and he creeps up upon you and he gets you into doing things and he gets you to listen to him instead of listening to God?
I'm vesele nje lo mhlane wakhe. Nalo mhlane ubona babehluleka abantu ukuthi bambone ukuthi uMose lo ngenxa yenkazimulo ayegcwele yona ehlangene noNkulunkulu.
Moses had that privilege of then seeing God's appearance from the back, and even that created such a glory on Moses and on his face that people couldn't look at Moses' countenance.
Awubuke nje omunye uyazi ngisho emaphusheni akhe lo into izinto ayiphuphayo uphupha izinto ezinzima omunye uphupha opopayi omunye uphupha amadimoni omunye uphupha otokoloshe omunye uphupha imoya emibi okukhombayo ukuthi ongumhlobo wakhe nongumngani wakhe hlobo luntu omuntu ngoba nasebusuku akubonayo yilokho kubi kunokuhle ubonane empilweni yakho.
Now some people, even in their dreams, they dream all sorts of horrible things, nightmares with tokolosh and with popeye and I don't know what all kind of things people dream about at night, horrible things. And then you see, but that's what they're keeping company with, and that's what occupies their minds, and that's what's filling even their dreams.
Kodwa uhlangene noNkulunkulu, uhlangana nokuhle. Uhlangana nezinto ezinhle. UNkulunkulu uyakhuluma naye. UNkulunkulu uyazambula kuye. Uthola kumnandi. Ngoba lona ungufriend kuye. Uyu Jesu.
But those who meet with God, they meet up with that which is good, that which is holy, that which is pure, because God is his friend, and those are the things that fill their life.
Kodwa kumnandi. Lapho sebehlangene labantu noNkulunkulu, yashintsha impilo empilweni yabo. Izinto zama ngenye indlela. Behamba noNkulunkulu, bebuso unkulunkulu beholo unkulunkulu.
The amazing thing and the wonderful thing, when these people met with God, their lives were transformed. They were different people. They stood out in their relationship with God and being used of God.
Bantu abasha kumele ukuba simtshele iyashintsha impilo. Mawuhamba no Jesu kuyacaca kuyabonakala. Hey, ngangihamba ngale ndlela, ngangiphila le mpilo, kodwa ngisayazi le mpilo. Angisayazi le ndlela ngoba sengahlangana no Jesu, sengiphilela yena. Likhona ithemba. Ukhona u Jesu othi bheka ngenza konke kube kusha.
And with young people the same. When you've met with God, you'll be known by different things. No longer by the old things. You won't live like you used to live. Your reputation will not be the same anymore. Because there is that hope, Jesus says, I make all things new.
Ngiyakulinganisela nje ngabantu abahlangana noNkulunkulu, yashintsha impilo, yashintsha nendlela yokuphila kwabo, sibazana noNkulunkulu. Kungaseyona leya mpilo endala bengazani noNkulunkulu.
And I use these examples before you of these men who after they had met with God, how their lives changed completely. They were no longer like they used to be.
Baneng, ngicaphuna nje. Ngiyinqambunela nje lapha, na ungabe uyibhekela. Amadoda nabesifazane, ababehamba noNkulunkulu. Yayinjani impilo yabo, isibonela babeyiso, ekuhambeni kwabo noNkulunkulu.
And I just use these few examples, but there are many. You can even go and look for yourself. Look to men and women whose lives changed after they met with God.
Ngikuthaza wena ongahlangana noJesu ukuthi ungahlangana naye, mawusuhlanganile naye, iyashintsha impilo. Angikhulumi mina ngawe wena ohlangana naye namhlanje, kusasa usuzodakeni futhi. Cha, akasibizeli kulokho, usibizele ekuphileni okuphakade kanye naye uKristu.
And I want to encourage you that you can experience the same, that if you meet with Christ, your life will no longer be the same again. And I'm not speaking about the one who meets with Christ today and tomorrow they're back in the mud. No, Jesus Christ changes our lives eternally.
Kubazalwane kubantwana bakaNkulunkulu kufuneka silethe izibonelo zabantu ababethi basendleleni bengamakholwa kanti kwasa kubona ukuthi abesingakahlangani noNkulunkulu.
And there are people who thought they were on the way, but when they met with God, they realized we didn't really know God. Let's take the example of the prophet Isaiah, the man of God, who worked for God. But even though he was a servant of God, yet he hadn't seen that which he saw at the end. He thought he was zealous for the things of God, working for God. But he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And he saw that which he had never seen before.
Wabona maseraph.
He saw those seraphs.
Wabona ukuma kwawo namaphikwawo njalo njalo.
And he saw how they were with their wings and their whole appearance.
Kodwa okubalulekile akhuluma ngakho okumqoka kule ndaba.
But the most important thing which he highlights in this,
uthi lapho ebona konke lokho akubona wawa phansi njengofileyo.
He said, when he saw all that which he had seen, he fell down like one dead.
Awukwazi ukufana. Mawuhlangene noJesu, ayikwazi ukufana impilo yakho.
If you meet with Christ, you cannot just carry on as if nothing had happened.
Iyashintsha impilo bazalwane uma uhlangana noJesu.
Brethren, when you meet with the Lord Jesus, your life changes.
Njengoba lishizwi okudala kuyadlula, kuyadlula ngempela. Siyahlukana nesono bazalwane.
As the word says, the old has passed away. Brethren, things change. Our sin passes away.
Obebanjwe idakamizwa ebanjwe utshwala ebanjwe izinto zonke lezi zimbi siyahlukana nalezo zinto ngoba sesithola ukukhanya kwasezulwini.
The person who had been an addict of drugs, of alcohol, and all those other things, all those things pass away when you meet with Christ.
Uthi lapho esehlangene bona lokhu kukhanya wawa phansi njengofileyo wathi maye kimi ngoba ngiphelile.
When he saw that, he fell down and he said, "Woe is me, for I'm undone, I'm lost."
Lokhu ngingumuntu ozindebe zakhe zingcolile futhi esihlezi phakathi kwabantu abandebe zabo zingcolile ngokuba amehlo ami abonile inkosi uJehova Sebaut.
For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Uyabona kuba ayibona lendoda yakubona yahlangana nakho. Yabona izono zayo.
You see what this man met up with made him to see his sin.
Hlala phakathi kwabantu ababi. Isizwe yangcola ngeenkulumo zabantu ehlala phakathi kwabo.
He said, "I live amongst an unclean people, and because of that, I've even become infected and defiled."
Hey, Baba, banda ohlala phakathi kwabo bethuka inhlamba bayathukana babizana ngalokhu umsindo bayakhahlelana busu sathane lapho.
Oh, how terrible to live among such a people where Satan rules, where they swear, they speak foul language, and they speak things, and they kick people, and they're violent. It's terrible to be amongst them. That's an evil life. But when we meet with the Lord Jesus, that changes. And Isaiah said, "Woe is me, I'm lost, for I live amongst an unclean people."
Sibonke uNkulunkulu ngaleyo ngelosi eyasuka nelahle elithathwe ethempelini lazoshisa indebe zakhe ezayikhuluma amanga zincolisa abantu ekhuluma insumansumane ekhuluma izinto engakhi yafika leyo ngelosi izomhleni izomhlanza izoshisa lezi zinto ezimbi emlonyeni wakhe.
And then, thank God for that seraphim who flew to him, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched his lips and his mouth, and he cleansed those lips that had spoken defiled things that even defiled those who listened to them.
Njengoba uhlezi lapha nje mhlobo wami, uyalidinga lelo lahle, uyawudinga lo mlilo, ngoba khona izinto ofuna ukuhlukana nazo, akuhlukaneki nazo.
And you too, friend, seated here, you need that live coal because there are things that you want to part from in your life, but you cannot. There are people who are slaves to sin. They don't like it anymore, but they cannot do otherwise. But the wonderful thing, if we come to Jesus, we find mercy and grace.
Yashintsha impilo.
My life changes.
Lokho ebengaziwa ngakho.
That for which I was known.
Kudlule.
That it passes away.
Ithi uNkosi bheka konke sekukusha manje.
And the Lord says, "Behold, everything is new now."
Uyakwazi ukuguqula izinto. Sekuwumuntu omusha.
He can change things that a person becomes a new man.
Shintsha ukukhuluma, shintsha inkulumo. Kushintsha ukubuka ngoba abanye amehla bangcolile. Abanye akudlula isketi. Abanye akudlula ibhulukwe. Bagqilazekile. Bagqilazayile emoya emibi.
And where your speech changes because your lips have been cleansed. And also the way you look at things through your eyes, because some people's eyes are defiled. They can't let a skirt or a pair of trousers go past them without looking.
Our
lives need to change as God's children.
nosithumayo noma ekuthume edolobheni aqonde nje ukuthi hayi umzalwane ukhululekile uyohambe huye abuye huye kukhona abanye abose novalo ukuthi uma umthume edolobheni lo uzobuye edakiwe.
And where you can send somebody to the city and with full confidence that person will go to the city, do what they have to do and come back undefiled, unchanged. But there are some where you've got the fear. My, I don't know what's going to happen if I send that one to the city. Will they come back the same way? Maybe they'll come back intoxicated.
Hayi lo mangabe ngimthume edolobheni lo uzodlula endlini zabaqwayizi.
Oh, if I send that person to the city, they'll go past the brothels.
Kodwa bese kuba khona isikhathi owazi ukuthi hayi lo ebusuku emini umntwana kaNkuluNkulu lo kubusa uJesu empilweni yakhe.
But then there's the one that you know, day or night, they remain unchanged, a true child of God.
Incwadini yesambulo.
In the book of Revelation.
Beka ngenza konke kube kusha.
Build, I make all things new.
Ngingu Alpha no Omega.
I'm the Alpha and the Omega.
What is Sambulo 21 verse 5?
Revelation 21 verse 5.
Wayesethohleze esihlalweni sobukhosi bheka ngenza konke kube kusha. Wathi loba lokhu ngokubala amazwi athembekile aqinisile.
And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
Uma sesazana naye, uyokwenza konke kube kusha empilweni yethu.
If we know him intimately, he will make all things new in our lives.
Uma sesiyazi intando yakhe, uyokwenza konke kube kusha empilweni zethu.
If we know his will, he will make all things new in our lives.
Okudala kudlule. It is when God speaks, konke sekukusha ngoba kudala uJesu kuba kusha.
And then all the old passes away and it says behold, everything has become new.
Uyazana noNkulunkulu na?
Do we know God?
Sungayihlola nawe empilweni yakho. Ngiyazana yini noNkulunkulu na?
Now you can ask yourself and test yourself that with that question. Do I know God intimately?
Noma bengithi ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu isikhathe side, kodwa ngeqiniso ngiyamazi na. Uma kwenzeka izinto enje empilweni yami, ziwuphawu lokuthi ngiyamazi uNkulunkulu noma ngazo Satan.
And look at your life and look at the things that you do in your life and ask, is that an indication that I truly know God or is it an indication instead I know the devil?
Bese sibuka ukubaluleka. And
let's look at the importance of knowing God intimately.
It is lenkosi lapho ngasadinga ukuthi ndodana ndodakazi yazi inkosi kodwa bonke abantu sebemazi yena ukuthi unguKristu inkosi.
And the Bible says the time will come when it will no longer be necessary to say know the Lord, for each one young and old will know the Lord.
Usuyamazi umsindisi.
Do you know him?
Uyamazi lona osindisayo.
Do you know the one who saves?
Engikwaziyo ukuthi ukhona uyasindisa.
What I do know is that he lives and he saves.
Ngeke ubumnandi engibuzwayo bokwazi ukuthi wayisiza kanjani impilo yami. Angikhulumi ngento engayazi. Ngikhuluma ngomusa owafinyelela empilweni yami.
And I can speak from my own personal testimony the wonder of getting to know Christ and experiencing his saving power in my life.
Okudala kuyadlula.
The old passes away.
Izono ziyadlula, kumele idlule bazalwane izono.
And that sin, it passes away and it must pass away.
Kumele simphilele uNkulunkulu.
And we must live for God.
Kumele simvuthele uNkulunkulu.
We must be on fire for
God. Uyamangala wena ukuthi ubanda nje kuyini? Uma kubanda enhlizweni, kubandiswa izono, uzohlala ubanda ngoba ufuye izono enhlizweni yakho.
And you will be ice cold if you entertain sin in your life. And that's what's causing you to be spiritually cold.
Ngakho uJesu wayesiphambanweni ukuba yofa, ukuba sikwazi ukukhululeka kuleyo mpilo yezono ngesiphambano sikaJesu.
Jesus went to the cross. He died on the cross for this sole reason that we may part from our life of sin.
Ngegazi lakhe ukuba sikwazi unqoba sinqotshelwe lezi zono eyithandela kangaka empilweni yethu.
And that through his blood we may get victory over sin, that sin that so easily entangles your life.
Wathi bamfundisi ubusitekeni umhulo lekhaya intshumayelo yakhe yokuqala ayishumayela wayebuza abantu ngabe igazi lika Jesu lingaphansi kwenyawo zakho lenzani igazi lika Jesu empilweni yakho na.
And Reverend Segan says the first sermon that he preached, he still remembers, it was about the blood of the Lord Jesus, and he asked this question: where is the blood of the Lord Jesus in your life? Is it under your feet, or is it doing its work in your heart?
Namanje umbuzo, likuphi igazi lika Jesu empilweni yakho na?
And I want to ask you this question today: where is the blood of the Lord Jesus in your life?
Dinga uphendulo lo mbuzo enhlizweni yakho.
And you need to answer that question in your heart.
If I listened to my emotions, I would cry.
Uma ngase kuthiwa bengilalela imizwa yami bengakhala.
You know, this is a point that was on my heart right at the beginning before even our brother spoke.
Leli iphuze belisenhlizweni yami ngaphambi kokuba umfowethu akhulume.
And that's why I cry and say, but God, where are you? Where are you in our lives? What's happening to us?
Ngaba nesililo ngathi uNkulunkulu kuphi ezimpilweni zethu, ukuphi enhlizweni zethu, umuphi umsebenzi owenzayo kithi?
These days I spoke to somebody.
Kulezi insuku ngike ngakhuluma nomuntu othize.
And I said, you know what, my friend? You'll confess and confess to the day you meet Christ, and that will come to an end because you'll be overcoming.
Ngase ngithi kulomhlobo uyovuma uvume izono kuze kufinyelele lapho ohlangabezana khona noKristu ngoba ilapho kuyobe sekufike khona ekuphetheni
isinqobo. And when the choir sang, like we heard that we're in Revelation, the verse says, the Lord said, I make everything new.
Njengalokhu ikhwaya iculile sezwa nangaleli vesi elitholakala kuyisambulo lapho uKristu ethi ngenza konke kube kuhle.
My friend, you've been here so long. Why can't God make it new in your life?
Mhlobo wami, usube kule ndawo isikhathi eside, kungani uNkulunkulu engenzi kube kusha empilweni yakho na?
We heard the answer this morning.
Wizwile impendulo namhlanje kuseni.
You don't know him.
Kusho ukuthi awazani naye.
You don't experience, you have never really experienced him.
Awunayo inhlanganyelo naye, awukahlangabezani naye.
Yes, you say it with your lips.
Yebo uyakusho ngeindebe zomlomo wakho.
But you don't really know him.
Kodwa uqiniso lithi awazani naye.
You know, with some he reveals things and they change immediately.
Uyazi kwabanye uNkulunkulu wambula izinto bese bayaguquka khona lapho.
With some it takes time.
Kodwa ke kwabanye kuthathe isidi isikhathi.
But he is there and he works.
Kodwa ke iqiniso lithi ukhona futhi uyasebenza.
If I had to preach a sermon today, I would preach the sermon.
Ukuba bekumele ngishumayele inkonzo namhlanje, bengizoshumayela yona lenkonzo.
Because we've heard the attackers on confession of sin.
Ngoba sizwile kabanzi ngokuhlaselwa kwenkonzo yokuvunywa kwezono.
It's not confessing your sin. It's the way Christ works in your life and he changes your life.
Akukho mayelana nokuvuma kwakhe izono, indlela uNkulunkulu asebenza ngayo empilweni yakho, uKristu ayiguqula impilo.
And if you meet Christ, it would be easy for you. It would be easy. Nobody's got to say, do this. You will know. And it'd be something you want to do, not you're forced to do.
Uma uhlangabezene noKristu, kuyoba lula ukwenza lokhu. Akekho yokuphoqa, akekho yokuchazela ukuthi kwenze kanjani. Kuyomane nje kuzenzakalele.
My friend, take time with the Lord.
Mhlobo wami, thatha isikhathi sakho wazane noNkulunkulu.
Take time with the Lord.
Thatha isikhathi sakho noNkulunkulu.
Put everything aside like Jacob.
Kudluza zonke izinto uyibeke eceleni.
Even at work, doesn't matter where you are. you have your time. May God be before you all the time. Ask him. Ask him. He says you don't have because you don't ask. Ask him to help you and to be with you and change your life.
Noma ngabe kuthi usemsebenzini akunandaba iba nesikhathi noNkulunkulu yazana noNkulunkulu mubuze uNkulunkulu umcele ukuba kusize ngoba lithizwi aninakho ngokuba aniceli.
Take time to read your Bible. Ask him to speak to you. Take time to stand before him. Stand before him. Ask him to reach out and touch your life.
Iba nesikhathi noNkulunkulu, ube nesikhathi nokufunda iBhayibheli lakho, umcele uNkulunkulu ukuba azambule kuwe, usondelane naye.
And you know where you'll gain power and strength?
Uyazi ukuthi amandla uyokuwamunca kuphi, uwadonse kuphi?
If you're obedient to him.
Uma umlalela uNkulunkulu.
If he says to you, you're on holy ground, don't hesitate. Don't ask why. Take off those shoes.
Uma ethi uNkulunkulu usemhlabathini ongcwele, ungaqali phansi ungabaze ulokhu buza inyama negazi, khumula icathulo zakho.
And if the Lord uses somebody which is hot for you and you dislike and it hurts you, accept that coal. The Lord wants to change your life.
Uma uNkulunkulu esebenzisa omunye umuntu empilweni yakho noma kuwumuntu onzima, umuntu okwenza uzizwe ngathi uyashisa, muvumele uNkulunkulu asebenzise lowo muntu ukuba ayiguqule impilo yakho.
Meet your Lord. Meet him. And the key is in your hand. The key is in your hand. And friend, if you really desire and you're earnest, you'll do it every day. We all have to meet our Lord every day. We need to meet up with him, refreshed, encouraged, built up.
Hlangana noNkulunkulu. Isihluthulelo sikuwe. Isihluthulelo sisekuhlanganeni noNkulunkulu. Uma uhlangene naye uzokuvuselela, uzokupha amandla, uzokwenza ugcwale ugqozi ushisekele, ufise uqhubekela phambili.
And I prayed. And I prayed while sitting. I said, Lord, make everything new.
Ngike ngakhuleka ngathi Inkosi yenza konke kube kusha.
Let's pray.
Asithandazeni.
Lord Jesus, you came to change our lives.
Wena Inkosi ufikile ukuba uguqule impilo zethu.
You came to make it new.
Ufikile ukuba wenze konke kube kusha.
That the world might see that we belong to you.
And
so we pray for each and every one of us this morning. Don't pass any person by. But Lord, that you would reach out and take hold of each and every one. Lord Jesus, you said all power is given to you. And you said and prayed, I give you all that power. It's at your disposal. May that power work abundantly over what we can ask and pray for in our lives.
Kwangathi Inkosi lawo mandla ngasebenze empilweni zethu ngokuchichima ngendlela enkulu esingayiqondi empilweni zethu.
Lord, we thank you for your word.
Siyakubonga Inkosi ngezwi lakho.
And I pray, Lord, and I pray that it won't be just mere words, but Lord, that each and every one may experience you in a personal way.
Ngakho-ke ngiyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba amazwi akho angabi amazwi nje ayize, kodwa kuba amazwi azothinta iy'nhliziyo zethu sonke asiguqule ngokuphelele.
This we pray in the name of him who died for our sins.
Lokhu siyakhuleka egameni laloyo owafa efela izono zethu.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.